Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. AR Apps.
New Jersey.
Yeah, yo.
New York City.
Nigga.
Never sat me down at 12, till I first sat down with a bell. I got chewed out first time I ever sat down with a scale. Waited wet, shit turned into gel. Got an A1 brick so good, you can feel it in braille. Got the stamp indent on the shell. It's the Ross of the raw, nigga, even Stevie Wonder can tell. Got your face getting numb off the smell. It's a cell, nigga, I make it vivid for him. Drop a little ism on him. About it, niggas drop a couple pigeons on them. I'm like a surgeon when I'm chopping that block. Splash brother with the water in the rock in the pot. I'm from the 90s, in them hot uptown spots. Drop up buying max of bottles, different colorful tops. In and out the trap, I was grinding for mine. In the streets, co-signing for mine. Nigga, it's the game. Shootouts are similar to Wild West. Broad daylight, of course, we all fresh. Beef roll up, catch you without vest. All real niggas, we on, we got left. Mac 11, that clip, we gon' stretch. Cocaine, that bitch, we gon' stretch. Shout out my alt, that nigga just did a stretch. All real niggas, we all, we got left.
The whole world saying that I got next. The Delhi newspaper city got wet. 36 O's just got stretched. I don't even know what I got left. For no change, he'll take your whole brain for a whole thing.
Shootouts are similar to Wild West. Broad daylight, of course, we all fresh. Beef roll up, catch you without vest. All real niggas, we all, we got left. Mac 11, that clip, we gon' stretch. Cocaine, that bitch, we gon' stretch. Shout out my old gang, nigga, just did a stretch. All real niggas, we all, we got left.
Door, there's a reason to be there. With sticks like the Wicked Witch, Switzerland cheese your whip. I make it hot like a Dubai strip. Niggas knew where you was at, Snapchat, stay lit. Y'all all worthy adversaries, but I still come out unscathed from the hate. Rush the table, rush the bitch, Rollie with the big face. Aim for the kill zone, nigga, shots to the face. Man down, like Rihanna song, another nigga on my hit list. Tupac hit him up, niggas all bitches. Suicide squad on some Will Smith shit. All these niggas lame, they don't really live it.
Shootouts are similar to Wild West. Broad daylight, of course, we all fresh. Beef roll up, catch you without vest. All real niggas, we all, we got left. Mac 11, that clip, we gon' stretch. Cocaine, that bitch, we gon' stretch. Shout out my old gang, nigga, just did a stretch.
All right, and welcome to the Humble Life Experience. How's everybody doing tonight? We got a great show up for tonight. We're waiting for Dre to come in. He might be a little delayed, but, you know, we're going to keep it rolling, keep it moving. And tonight we've got my girl, the one and only, the Jessica Lynn. I love this girl. She's one of a kind. What can I say about her? This is a model. This is an inspiration. This is a story that's definitely one that needs to be celebrated. So I just want to introduce to some for now, but many more will know her in the future. Miss Jessica Lynn, how about you say what's up, girl?
Hey, everyone.
So tell us a little bit about your story. Where did it start from? Like, where did you, how did you end up where you, how did it start?
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because, like, I actually kind of, like, get that question, like, a lot because it's, like, so interesting. Everybody's like, oh, you're such an inspiration. And I tell people, like, okay, yeah, like, I'm a model. Like, that's my passion and everything. And, like, everybody's like, oh, my gosh, like, how did you do that? That's, like, so cool. So it's, like, funny because, and I never thought really that I would be doing it. And it's, like, weird because actually I started modeling really when I was, like, getting into it when I was about, let's see, since I was about 21 when I was in college because when I went away to college because they had, like, this little, like, modeling group that that they had a little extracurricular activity, I guess you would call it, a little program. And I was like, I don't know. I always wanted to, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to, like, treat me or they're going to like me. But actually, I went to the audition, and, like, that I did my audition thing, and, like, they called me back, and they're like, oh, you made it in your part. I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, you know. So it worked out. So I was, like, a part of, like, a modeling group. And then, like, I got noticed, like, on campus. Like, people were seeing me, like, oh, you're part of, like, Mandy. Like, you, I'll be seeing you around. And, like, then, like, people, just different, like, photographers and different stuff were, like, seeing me, like, through, like, Facebook, because I was, like, really the only one I had back then. And then, like, through Twitter, like, people would notice me and be like, oh, you want to shoot with us? And it was, like, really interesting because, like, a lot of people weren't even, like, bothered by my disability, and that was, like, the main thing. I used to be like, I don't know. Like, I've always wanted to, like, model, but, like, I didn't know if I could really do it. And then I used to hate, like, funny. I would hate, like, taking pictures of my lower half because I used to, like, hate, like, my legs, like, when I was younger. Like, I hated the way they looked, and they would always look so weird to me, like, in pictures. So I would usually would just take, like, the upper half of me, and it would be, like, so weird looking. And I was like, I don't know about, like, the way I look and everything. But, like, people were, like, so cool about it. And so, like, that's really...
Now I know the feel. I know the feeling. I felt that way about my legs. You've actually inspired me to take more selfies myself from the chair. Because, like, I even felt that way about it. I think we all feel a bit self-conscious, but we're kind of our own worst energy.
Right, like,
but
people looking,
what
I guess,
inspired
whatever.
You to move past that?
Yeah.
What started the move past that, like, what made you comfortable with the idea of everybody seeing your legs?
Yeah, well, really, it was kind of just, like, then, like, I don't know, I guess I kind of just, like, one day kind of really just, like, kind of snapped out of it, like, I just started looking in the mirror. Like, I always, like, love looking in the mirror, which is funny because, like, growing up, like, probably about, like, my first, I would say about, like, my first 25 years, like, I was, like, the ugliest. Like, physically, I was, like, not pretty at all. Like, I was just, like, the not pretty. Like, I always had, like, a decent, kind of decent body, but, like, my face, like, I just was not a pretty person. So, like, I used to... When it was, like, weird, but I always looked in the mirror all the time anyway, because I wasn't, like, I didn't see myself as, like, pretty or anything, but I, like, always looked, like, in the mirror, like, constantly, all the time. So, like, one day, I don't know, I think it was, like, around, kind of, like, my 24th, 5th birthday, and I just, like, kind of just looked, and I just started, like, I don't know, if it was, I guess it was God or something, and just, like, kind of, I just started loving myself, and then more, maybe that was good, and I just kind of pushed through it, and I was, like, then after that, I was just, like, okay with, like, my legs. I was, like, they really don't look that bad, and I started, like, wearing, like, my short shorts and my skirts and my dresses, and I was, like, cool. Like, I used to wear them, but I was, like, feel weird, because I'd be, like, ugh, like, my knees are so ugly, and, like, my thighs and my legs, but then it was, like, kind of cool, and everybody was, like, oh, no, you're high, like, on this, so.
But you took it to the next, but what I love about it is that you took not only just going from not feeling comfortable with it to making it your own, but you, not only did you do that, but you took it to the next level. And a lot of people, I know, whether disabled or not, don't feel necessarily comfortable doing, like, nude shoots or artistic nude shoots. You were in your photos, oh, my gosh, they came out amazing. And you looked so comfortable. What made you so comfortable with the idea of everyone seeing you in the news because, you know, as you know, when we're going through it, and for some people that have had scars or certain surgery scars, we're kind of ashamed and scared to show those things.
Right.
But what encouraged you and turned you around to say, you know what, I'm going to let everybody see it?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Well, because, like, the main person that I do my photography with, like, the guy, he's, like, actually, like, really laid back kind of and, like, real cool. He was, like, he would just be, like, there's nothing wrong with your body. Like, you could do, like, nude shoots and all. So I'm, like, I don't know. And then, like, it is funny because I also, too, like, you know, I love, like, Tyra Banks. I love, like, so many different models, like, Gisele Bundchen and just, like, just a bunch of different ones and Heidi Klum and stuff like that. And, like, obviously, like, on Top Model, like, they would do, like, some of my new shoots. Like, I remember they had this really, really amazing one, like, the first season. And I would be like, you know, so I would see, like, the girls, and they would all look so beautiful. And I would just be like, I want that to be me. Like, I want to, like, get up here and look all sexy and, like, just be like, you would be like, wow, you look amazing. And, like, the girls don't just look so awesome. I'm like, you know, why can't that be me? I was like, I don't know, like, so, like, I remember, like, one day I saw a photographer, and I was on Facebook, and we were friends, and Facebook friends, and I'm like, because people take these kind of semi-nude shoots, and people are like, maybe I'll reach out, and maybe we'll do it, maybe it'll work, I don't know. So, yeah, but I did one, and then it turned out, like, really hot, and then so I was like, I don't know, I'm going to post something. But I decided to post a photo, and people were very, like, positive. I was like, oh, you look good, and all this stuff. So I was just like, wow. And I don't know, I was like, maybe just because I just felt comfortable with the person that I shot with, and then it was just like, and then, you know, I was getting positivity, too, and, like, we were just like, you know. Sometimes, I guess it's just like you be stuck in your own head, and it really don't be as bad as what you think, and then, like, you do it, and it's like, oh, I'm released, kind of like, got over that. Like, it used to be kind of like a fear of mine to, like, pose nude or, you know, like, lingerie or, like, swimsuit or something, because I'd be like, I don't know. But now I'm like, that's, like, my favorite thing to do, because I'm like, so, like, one day I want to be, like, in Sports Illustrated and, like, Vogue. I always say that. So hopefully one day I'm just like, yeah. I think it's like, if I'm happy and exude that, like, everybody else is going to catch on to it, too. So.
That's the love of it. That's the thing. Like, one day at a time, you know what I mean? One step at a time. That's how we're going to get there. Now, how do you balance that with medical assisting?
Yeah. Well, actually,
that's got to be a talent. That's got to be a juggle in and of itself, because you're doing a lot.
Yes. Well, modeling is my, like, first love. It's always my first love, my first true passion. But, you know, you got to, before you get big enough and ready, you have to, you know, do my other job that, you know, pays my bills and takes care of me. I just got through with school. I graduated, actually, this past. So it was the 14th. It was Saturday, and I got certified. So now I'm out looking for it. I'm in the process of looking for a job. I just got through with clinicals. But, yes, it was very challenging. And but it's cool. Like, I mean, it's a nice job. I definitely can see myself liking it, so I gotta find the right place to work. But definitely, as far as the career, I got the skill for it, and I think I'm kind of a people person. Like, I'm a little introverted, but, and I'm, that'll probably be something else I'll work on, you know, because getting more comfortable.
I don't know. I think you definitely
people.
Have a knack for it, and considering what you've already been through, who better to be in the medical field than someone that's been a patient, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
We understand it on a whole different level because we understand it from the patient's view as well as being in the field, you know?
Yeah.
You get the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
Now, what was your favorite thing about clinicals?
Let's see. What was my favorite thing? Actually, surprisingly, it was kind of cool to, like, just go in and, like, when I got the patients, like, checking in the patients that were, like, very nice, the nice ones, because, like, some of them could be kind of a little rude, but, like, for the most part, most of them were nice. Because I worked at a place, it was a urologist's office, so, most of the people were, like, older, like, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, like, older, so, you know, you got to have more patience, but for the most part, like, most of them were very, very sweet, and that was nice, because it's, like, being around that type of atmosphere, and you see, like, okay, these people are really nice. And, of course, you sometimes would get, like, the grumpy people that are, you'd be real impatient or antsy. But so that's what I like. I like checking in the nice ones and meeting the nice people. And, you know, and then they always, like, a lot of times they want to come in with a little story of their own. Like, a lot of times they'll be like, I had a stroke or I had this or that. And, you know, you can tell, and it's, like, nice. And be like, oh, okay, well, I'm, like, real friendly. Or they would be, like, veteran stuff like that. So they had stories of their own, and then they would see me, and they'd be like, oh, you seem like a nice girl or whatever. You're very friendly and all that. And that would be inspired by them. There's, you know, the nice ones and the friendly ones. So, yeah, it was nice meeting a collective of people, so, like, kind of different type of people.
I can imagine there's been a lot of challenges and some ups and downs with meeting some of those people, the disgruntled ones.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever felt like you could turn some of their minds around? Like, you know how some patients can get discouraged or they become angry or sometimes bitter because of the situation but not accepting it in themselves? Like,
yeah.
In a way, I guess you could say letting the disability or letting the illness take over your life instead of you taking control of it. Like,
right,
when
right.
I see you taking control. You get what
exactly.
I'm saying? When I see Dre, I see Dre, he takes control. When you see me, I'm taking control of the situation instead of letting it control me. You know what I mean? So what would you say to somebody or others that want to be very much like us? What would you want to encourage them to be more like us?
Mm-hmm. I would just say, like, don't, like whatever your dream is or your goals or whatever you want to do in life, just do it. I would say don't let nobody discourage you. I mean, because you're going to hear, like, you know, awful things. And people are, you know, can be mean and say stupid things or whatever. But don't let that get to you. I mean, you know, I don't care about them. You got, like, way more people rooting for you than you got, like, discouraging. You don't even realize it. Like, people are so supportive, and you don't even realize, like, people be so worried about, like, negative people or whatever, or, like, their family or friends that they feel don't support them. But you got, like, you have so many, like, maybe people are, like, you know, strangers and people on Facebook, social media that'll reach out to them and be like, you're so inspiring. Like, you don't even know these people, but, like, they're obviously paying attention to me and, like, they notice to me. So it's like, yeah, just go for your goal and do what you want to do. And don't let nobody make you feel uncomfortable or discouraged. You got it. You can do whatever, clearly, what you want to do. So don't let nothing stop you. You're in control of your own destiny. Go out, do what you want. You can make it happen.
Hey, as I say, you are your own worst enemy. The only person that you need to defeat is really yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So tell us about your family life. What were some of your bigger inspirations in your family? Like, who were your biggest supporters?
Let's see. Well, actually, I'll probably have to say... it was funny because actually I've been through, like, with my family, my immediate family, like, I've had so much death in my family, so it's like crazy. But I would actually have to say, you know, my father, he's no longer with us, but he was probably my biggest supporter. Like, he was, like, the one that was like, you can do, like, anything you want to do. It's crazy. And it's like, he, like, really, really, like, believed in me. Like, I mean, I think I was, like, about, like, 14 or something. I was like, I want a model one day. And, like, he was like, I'm sure it'll work out for you. Like, it might take longer, it might be harder, but you can do anything. You just gotta practice your skill and you can do it, and, you know, you can get there. And it was like, yeah, he always supported me in everything that I did. It was like, yeah, we were definitely the closest. So I would have to say, like, my dad definitely was my biggest supporter. And then my family's actually, they're really supportive too. Like, they actually support me. They're always like, Kansas, we love your photos. And you're really showing out and you're doing well. So that's a blessing too. Even though I don't talk to them all the time, but, you know, when I do, they always, like, mention, like, oh, you're growing up, you're so beautiful and you look great and proud of you and all that. So it's nice.
So, well, since you brought up the dating thing, now you know I got to ask, girl, how do you feel the chair defines dating and you?
dating. It's cool. It's like, well, right now I'm like very single because I'm like so like trying to like focus on myself and everything. But it's not really too bad because like, let's see, like people are very like, well, yeah, I'll explain it. Like some people I think are like a little cautious because they see the chair and they're like, eh, I don't know. But like other people are like, some people are just like so cool. They're like, oh, okay, we could hang out sometimes. Or I don't know. I guess it just depends on like, because to me, like what I've seen, like a lot of, well, I guess now to me, what it seems like a lot of men can sometimes be like, or like cautious about the chair, and I'll be like, yeah, I don't know, or like some men too, like they can come on very strong or like vulgar, and they'll be thinking like, oh, you just want to, like they can try to like take advantage or like hook up with you or something, and I think like that's cool.
Well,
like,
have you ever tried to, have you ever dated someone else in the chair?
No, I haven't. I've all been able-bodied, so yeah, I don't know. How that, well, I mean, it might be cool. I don't know. I've never really had any of them really approach me, so.
I don't know. So are there any guys, if there's any guys out there, I think you guys might want to try and call in. Maybe check Jessica out. I don't know. It might be up on the market.
I don't know.
You might want to check it out. Who knows? I think that it might be a possibility that they're more relatable, but then again, what's for you is for you. So what God has for you is going to be for you.
You know, and it's, like, weird because I even get hit up, like, you know, like, meet different girls. And, like, it's, like, interesting because, like, girls are so, like, cool. Like, they'll be, like, oh, like, that's, like, mad cool. It's, like, you know, I think, like, because, I don't know, a lot of times I just think, like, guys don't understand, like, just females in general, like, their bodies and stuff like that. Like, they think, oh, you know, does anything work or, you know, they're, like, kind of weird a little bit. So,
oh, that's
then, like,
the infamous question.
Yeah. Is it, but, like, women are so, like, cool. Like, they're like, oh yeah. Because I think they kind of know, like, you know, like, it don't really affect, like, that. I don't know. Like, do you have cerebral palsy as well or no? Because it, like, you know. Like,
actually,
what condition do you have?
My injury, I am a SBI. I'm a T9 to L5.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a spinal cord injury.
Oh,
yeah, mine is from an accident. So for me, it was a drastic adjust.
Okay. So
like a major drastic adjust.
Okay.
Like,
yeah. Cause like mine.
Like I had to adjust from.
Oh, okay. So you could walk before, and now you are like have a little struggle. Okay. Well, that's
it's the relearning process, and yeah, that's interesting.
Right. Yeah.
Especially
so
with the kid.
That'd be different too. Because everybody be thinking like, you know, because like everybody wants to know like, does everything work and stuff like. People just see a chair and then I guess like a million more questions like, does it work? Can it work? And like, guys be like, that's
I gotta
girls
introduce
like,
you to my other homegirl. KJ does a hypothetical Thursday. She does a hypothetical Thursdays on what not to say to a person in a chair. Homegirl is hilarious. I gotta send you her link, and I gotta have her on the show one day. KJ, I'll send you her link and send you her info.
Oh,
but
okay, cool.
Yeah, but she's definitely another character that feels the same way that we do about it.
Yeah, because I'm we felt like crazy. And it's like, you know, like, I'm pretty much, I work the same way you do. Like, I don't know. People are like, well, guys are, like, so, like, be clueless. So, like, it seems like about women bodies. But, like, girls are like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah. So, you know. I guess it's good.
Okay. It just depends. It just depends. So what are some of your goals? Where are you trying to go in the next 5 years?
The next 5 years, let's see. Yeah, seems like a ways off, but it's not really. Well, let's see. Hopefully, I will have a good job, like, as far as my career, well, my medical side of my career, I hopefully I'll have, like, have a good spot that I'll be working at. Hopefully I'll have continued to, you know, work there for a while. Hopefully I'll be loving my job. I don't know, but hopefully I will. And, you know, that'll be nice. But as far as, like, my modeling, I plan on, I want to keep developing and getting, like, more and more into it. So hopefully I will get, like, some recognition by different photographers. Hopefully I want to get published, like a big time publishing. So hopefully, like, somebody will see me with something, I don't know, something, like, special. I'm like, one day I really want to be, like, do, like, a runway. Like, I'm start with, like, New York Fashion Week. And I want to, hopefully when they get published, like, Vogue or Sports Illustrated, so I hope to do something really big. And I also want to do, like, I'm thinking about next year, maybe, like, doing a pageant or something. So that'll be fun, too. So we shall see. But, yeah, I want to just keep developing. Build my portfolio, get out there, get noticed.
That sounds like awesome things, awesome goals to have, and also inspiring things for other young women, young men of all ages mm-hmm. and groups. You never know. Your dream can start whenever you get ready. So just because
exactly.
you're at a certain age doesn't mean mm-hmm. it's over. You can still start
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So what's some of your favorite music?
Favorite music. It's funny. Actually, I love Beyonce, of course. I think everybody loves Beyonce. But I also love, like, let's see. Do you know who Vito is?
Vaguely. I believe I've heard some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Probably know
like,
better
love...
by sound.
Yeah, I love his music. I love Summer Walker. Do you know Summer Walker, of course?
Yes.
Yeah, I like her, too. I don't know. She's really dope to me. And she got a real, real hot look, though. You know, she got all the tattoos and stuff like that. Like, that's real hot. But her music is really good, chill. Let's see. Who else do I like? Cardi B, you know, of course. Let's see, Nicki Minaj, love her. Pretty much like them, like the women, you know. Like, I guess you can kind of call it ratchet music, but I don't know, I always like it. You know, turn up music.
They call it ratchet music, she says.
Or like turn up or whatever you want to call it, but I don't know, I always like it though, like, Cardi B, like, Nicki Minaj, they all be, like, really turned it up, and I don't know, I just really like them. They just put me in a mood, so, yeah, Summer Walker, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are some of your hobbies? What are some of the things that you like to do on the side?
Hobbies, let's see. I really like to go shopping. I guess I don't know if you would call that a hobby, per se, but I really like to go shopping. Like, I just in love with shopping in all things fashion. Like, I don't know, like when I'm, like, that's just what I just love to do. Like, I'm always constantly, like, even though I'm not, like, by myself, I'm just, like, on, like, Fashion Nova, like, Shein. It's crazy, too, because that's, like, something else I want to do. I, like, really want to get into, like, fashion. Like, I like to, like, look at clothes and stuff like that. And, like, I like to, like, I hope one day I'll be doing some styling and, like, stuff like that, or maybe be like a buyer
okay.
for like a boutique or something like that. Like, I just, like, I'm so into like fashion and beauty and stuff like that. Like, I would be like, yeah, I always want to like put things together. Like, I always be looking at like people's outfits and like even like my little like my friends and stuff. Like, they don't really be noticing, but I be trying to like hook up their outfits. Like, they'll post a picture, I'll be like, oh, you should have did this. Why, you should have cut your shirt. You should have pulled it up. And, you know, like,
oh,
it's so cropped up or. Yeah, you know, I'm
so you're into
like,
the style in a way. Well, you know what? Just like you work the runway, we got to do the songs that keep the body moving on the runway. So right now we're going to break into a song. Stay tuned for the rest of the interview and listen in for some awesome artists.
Let's go. Hey. Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean,
together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Keep me when I need somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Together, girl, I'm telling you I want this forever. Yeah, I'm trying to let you know that I want this forever. Keep me together, yeah, keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. Said you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep push up my luck, man. I remember looking back how everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. It's just you and this is me. This is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby. It's our little secret. It's just you, it's just me. You just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Yeah.
All right, all right. So welcome back. Welcome back, Jessica. So as you heard, that would be one of our unsigned artists. What do you think about some unsigned art, some of the new music that's coming out today?
Maybe so many. So sometimes it's, like, hard to, like, keep up with everybody. But I try to listen. And, like, for the most part, like, it seems like everybody's doing pretty well. It's nice seeing people hustle and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm working on doing good, so. Yeah, that was nice.
So, is this your first podcast?
Huh?
Is this your first podcast interview?
Oh, yeah. Well, have I done another podcast? No, yeah. This is my first one. Yep. I'm glad you reached out to me. That's, like, nice. Like, yeah, this is my first time really getting on the air like that. So, yeah, that's cool.
Well, we're all about the humble experience and for more people to be celebrated on an everyday level. You're everyday heroes. You know what I mean? Like what they're talking about today, your essential workers are your everyday heroes. Those are the ones that are saving your lives. They're on the front line. Your everyday people are who they are, who really take care of you. So why not celebrate them?
Yeah.
And especially such unique stories like yours, like my God, to know how far you've come, to not let your disability, not to let nothing stop you, but to keep going and to keep pushing other people, and that's just awe and inspiring, you know. And I can only imagine when you do start working and when you're in your field, girl, the number of lives that you're gonna touch is gonna be amazing.
Yes, I hope so. I pray.
Well, we're praying about it all the time. But is there anything else that you wanted to add to inspire others across the radio?
Let's see. Well, I hope, like, my story definitely inspired people. And I just want everybody to know, like, just do you. Like, that's my, like, big thing. Just, like, do you. Like, once you get over your fears, like, it really is true to that, like, little saying, like, your fears, like, once you, how does it go? Like, once you step outside your comfort zone, like, your fear, like, your, I guess your, like, your dream is, like, right there, or your, whatever your goals are, however it goes, but, like, yes, yeah, like, step outside your comfort zone, like, do whatever it is, whatever you want to do, like, don't be scared, like, I don't know, like, take that trip or move away or, you know, you never know, like, that could be, like, your big moment, that whatever it is that you're fearful of, like, it can really be, like, your big break. So definitely do what you want to do and go for that goal. And you never know. I mean, God is good. So, yes.
Yeah, taking that leap of faith. Taking that leap of faith means a whole lot.
Definitely.
So is there any other songs that you would want to, that you like to sing in the shower or sing out loud in the car when you're driving down the road?
Let's see. Well, you know, since, funny, because I can't really sing that well, but actually I do, for some reason, like Beyonce music, like, really turns me up. Like, I'd be thinking, like, I can sing good, but I really can't. But, yeah, like, I don't know. And then, and I, you know, you hear her music, like, Beyonce music, you want to, like, twerk and stuff like that. So, you know, so I just, you know, like, really am in love with, like, Beyonce. So, yeah, that's, like, my favorite. So, or you know, Nicki Minaj. I love her altogether because, like, she's so animated and, like, you know, so extra, so I'd be like she really turns me up too, so. Yeah, definitely.
I think they're inspiring because they encourage you to be a little bit more of you, you know.
Yes, definitely.
A little bit more of you, a little bit more emphasis on in your individuality, you know.
Definitely, yeah, cause they're so creative, so yeah. And out there, so, and they're women, so, and they're, like, amazing, so, yeah, so hopefully one day, like, you know, my name will be, like, known and out there like that, like, you know, now there's, like, Beyonce, you know, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, J-Lo, and maybe one day there'll be, like, a Jessica, you know, like, Jessica Lynn or Jessica Kirkwood, like, whatever, so, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, I know her, seen her around, and she just kind of blew up one day, so, you know. That's kind of how it happened for Cardi. You know, you were on your show, and then you kind of, like, blew up, just blew up. So you never know who sees you.
Okay. It looks like we got a caller coming in.
Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
You're on the air. How you doing? Introduce yourself.
Oh, I know that. My name is Jay Sean. I'm from Jersey, Patterson, New Jersey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Jessica? You really like a breath of fresh air, you know what I mean? I like your energy and your vibe, you know.
Aw, thank you.
I could see good things coming for you in the future. How could somebody follow you? What's your social media? Where can somebody see your photography or some of your work?
Well, my Facebook is just Jessica Lynn, just my name, Jessica Evan Lynn, like L-Y-N-N. That's why I go by on Facebook. And then Instagram is, let's see, what is it on Facebook? Instagram, Forever Jessica _ XOXO.
Forever
Jessica, like my name, and then _ XOXO.
All right, okay. I'm gonna definitely be following you. Just keep doing what you're doing, and
definitely.
You know, don't give up. Keep that energy. Well, it don't seem like nothing's gonna slow you down anyway.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
All right. Thank you for taking the call.
Yeah, that would be cool to definitely. So we need to definitely have more people checking you out. Have you thought about going for the Miss Wheelchair?
Yeah, I saw
Miss
that.
Wheelchair USA.
Yeah, it's Miss Wheelchair USA. I have to look into that, because, I've never really gotten really too involved in that. I never really seen, like, I mean, I've seen some people do it, but I don't really know, like, what it's about. So I'd have to, like, you know, reach out to them and see, like, what they say or what do you do or, you know, how to get involved or what it's all about. So I don't really know the history on those. But it might be a nice experience.
I think you would be definitely a great candidate for it.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
I think you're definitely a great candidate for it, and I think you would definitely be potentially be Miss U Wheelchair USA. I'd vote for you. That's for damn
yeah.
sure.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Have you ever been a part of one of them?
No. Ironically enough, as a kid, when I was little, my mom had me in pageants.
When I was like a toddler,
like Miss the All-American Beauty Pageant. I think I was like 3 and 4 years old, and I was winning trophies.
So
like I was winning trophies the same height as me.
Right. But that would be so cute when you see like the little girls and those little pageants. They would be so adorable. Make it their little prizes.
Yeah, but you know that world can kind of change a little bit as time has gone on. But it's changed, but I feel like it's kind of doing a change back. You know, it's accepting a little bit more of the world. Like, it's accepting more of the LGBT community. It's accepting more of the disabled community. Our eyes are more open and more aware
that's awesome.
Of
I
what's
that's,
really there.
Yeah. That's really awesome. Because I actually did see, I think it was this year, which would be 2021. Well, technically 2021, I guess last year. But this Miss Nevada USA was a transgender. I think that's a beautiful thing. So, you know. It's nice that
that's definitely a beautiful thing. Yeah, now we're seeing who's really. It's funny how we put on the society puts on these blinders, like you have to be this perfect person and fit into this mold and this box.
Nobody is that.
And
so it's kinda
absolutely
weird.
Nobody fits in this freaking box.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like, okay, you got to be like. Know this, know that, like perfect, don't drink, don't smoke, you no know, kids, whatever, this, wonderful, whatever.
Yeah,
so it's like, people are like not robots. You got to be like kind of serious.
Like even in my 9-to-5, it's the same thing with some of the participants that I work with, telling them the same thing. Think outside the box. Just because it's supposed to be one way doesn't mean it has to be that one way. My dad always said there's more than one way to skin a cat. There's got to be more than one way to skin a cat. You can poison it. You can drown it. You can, you know. There's a bunch of different ways to do things. If you can't do it one way, you figure out another way. That's basically how we've all learned how to adapt. And the more we learn how to do that, the more acceptance we have of each other, the better we off we are, and the less drama and the less wars, the less crime, the less negativity we got to deal with, you know?
Yes, definitely, definitely, definitely. A lot more positivity.
All right, definitely. But right now we're going to break into another song break.
Nigga, my dog, heard you popping that shit. You ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga, yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga, we don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a thief. How to see niggas not put their man on? How to see bitches put child support on? How to see niggas with lot of money, not even know what they be doing? Just be that flow that be wake up and snoring. Fuck on this bitch and I'm gone in the morning. Got these deposits I'm counting this morning. Label meetings and they talking about torn. Might do the big body, might do the torn. Ringing the alarms while these little niggas snoring. Fendi, new Celine, my right through the lawn. His car a citizen, claiming it's a foreign. His bitch be digging me, say that he born. He ain't packing like daddy be holding. I'm in the guts and I'm stabbing, I'm stroking. Shit is a movie, now keep it in motion. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit, you ain't popular, nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dogs. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga, yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dogs. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga, we don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dogs. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a fool. Don't fuck with these niggas, cause niggas be funny. They rather get bitches, I rather get money. I hear them talking like they actually bout it. Feel like P, yeah, nigga, I'm bout it. Big racks, big straps, new plaques. Yo batch, new weed, good batch. New deal, new coupe, fish scale. Bobby whirl, ride around on that big wheel. New ice, new drip, big chill. I hear them talking, I'm a big deal. No baby milk, but I'm in for milk. Slow down, little nigga, cause shit here could get ill. I drill all that noise, I be moving with poise. Mop sticks, block sticks, chopsticks. I hear them talking like they hot shit. Slow down, dusty nigga, you niggas not it. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit, you ain't popular, nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga, yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga, we don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a feast.
All right, all right, all right. All right, all right, all right. So welcome back to the Humble Life Experience. Jessica, thank you so much for coming in tonight, for sharing your story, sharing your experience, and inspiring us all to do bigger and better things and for us not to stop. Girl, you are a wheel daddy, and you know it.
Yes, I definitely
am. So we're going to close it out for tonight. You want to give your social media out one more time so those can follow you?
Oh, okay, sure. So if you want to look me up on Facebook, my name is Jessica Lynn, just like my name, Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, and then Lynn, L-Y-N-N, that's me. And then on, let's see, Instagram is forever, like just forever, and then Jessica, my name, and then underscore. XO. So, yeah, look me up, definitely. Don't be shy. Like, you can say hey. If I see you, I'll say hey back. Sometimes I'm a little slow to respond if I may not see you. But definitely, I try to interact with everyone. So, positive, let's keep it positive. But, yeah, definitely, go ahead.
That's definitely something I say all the time. So, I'm going to close it out for us now. Keep it positive. Keep it humble.
All right.
Stay blessed. And we're going to call it out. Good night, you guys.
Bye.
To keep the pain away, and I wake up every morning praying for better days. And I'll never say I love you cause I know it's fake, and I don't know what love is, my heart was never made. I'm so tired of broken love, baby, I can live with it. You say you love me but don't trust me, what's the difference? I know you did your dirt and I can tell you not too innocent. And I don't want no quickie, says I want something real intimate. People say you changed but it's crazy, I ain't noticed it. Yeah, you broke my heart, you got me good, I say I must admit. And for it to work, man, it gotta be 100. This ain't what you want, you should've left when it got started. Catching so much of these feelings, got me feeling to retarded. Feel my feelings in my face, now I can feel my love departing. And I can't get you too close because I'm in my bed regardless. And I don't believe in love, I had to put ice where my heart is. Now baby, now tell me how you feel. I don't ask so much, I just want you to keep it real. And baby, I don't need love, just need some time to heal. But if you down to ride, I'ma need you to sign it down. Now baby, tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel. I don't ask so much, I just want you to keep it real. And baby, I don't need love, just need some time to heal. You down to ride, I'ma need you to sign it down. This is way more than pain, so you don't feel me. Ain't no cap when I rap, yeah, this the real me. I be really sparing niggas, that's a chill me. Light one up in the air just to heal me. If they don't better me, I told them keep they distant. Don't do this rapping shit, I guess I'm boring gifted. I'm different, pay attention, it's a difference. If you don't think so, I don't really think you listening. Cause my heart is not to be played with, no, and my heart is not to be played with, no. Very toxic, we start arguing and fussing. You told your friends that I treat you like you nothing. But why you bluffing? It's always something. I'm going up, big bro told me just be patient. I skipped the line, I was getting tired of waiting. I love my niggas, but I tell them stay dangerous. We moving different, had to stop doing the same shit. I got a new bitch, cause my last one on that lame shit. A solid bitch, not the one that's looking for fame, bitch. Oh, you a gold digger. You see me rapping, going up, but now you know niggas. Hey, you took me as a joke when I approach you. Now baby, now tell me how you feel. I don't ask so much, I just want you to keep it real. And baby, I don't need love, just need some time to heal. But if you down to ride, I'ma need you to sign it down. Now baby, tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel. I don't ask so much, I just want you to keep it real. And baby, I don't need love, just need some time to heal. You down to ride, I'ma need you to sign it down.
Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For when they saying it's up and it's staying, I gotta make it my years. They know it's my time, they tell me I'm right, but fuck it, let's play it by ear. Play my music for the people that doubted me, now I'm up in their chair. I know who got my back, cause I got my front, but the snakes in the rear. When I make it, you know ain't no sign of me. Top the rollie, did you see them diamonds blink? Dior, Dior, Dior. Cause she want the final thing. Fly Miami to LAX. Smoke with two time, they know I'm next. Freshman cover, so I'ma flex. New Jersey, my home, so I'm rapping that. You brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really get it, trapping out the bed, no stacking paper was a fetish. She wanted a baby, wasn't ready. Once you have my love and leave, you never forget it. Go against me till I'm back. Overdose of Henny, need me a medic. Call me a dog, I need me a vet. 10 toes, I ain't never regret it. If you ain't gang, then get out the set. Get out the set. I just want flex. If she ain't fucking, then shorty get left. I'm counting them checks. Big step, but ain't jacking the step. So you could get left. Mob ties, yeah, we got the connect. Keep my foot on they neck. Any, many, many, many more. Catch your eye, they gotta go. Body's dropping by the corner store. Hit them sirens, nigga, we don't know. I ain't got time for niggas. I ain't tryna bond with niggas. I like to change my mood, clean my zoo. For that 1942. You brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Beth.
Damn.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap. In the trap, you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe. That's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get dropped for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, just record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Some gas, nigga, roll up, ayy.
Fly, nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Y'all party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down, cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan. I be jiggin' with a beeper, hit the payphone. Get it in with my meager, split the pesos. Might need you for the neck, but I don't chase hoes. I can get you for the checks, I want the bank rolls. Your bitch gon' eat the D, I call it Mickey D's. All this water on my neck, I'm drippin' VVs. Put the ice up on my wrist, and we're in a D-freeze. Had to pull up in that Benz, I'm goin' D-sweez. Like my nigga can't five, I tell him B's. My cousin bangin' for the five, he bangin' big B's. Huh. But my homies from the other side, I don't bang cause they bang for me otherwise. Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Y'all party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bang long. I just made a 50, ain't no bang long.
She think I love her, I'm just gassing like Valero. Hop in the coupe with a bird, she's a sparrow. Niggas mad cause I keep shooters like LaMelo. Don't be mad, your niggas softer than some pillows. See what some pointers in your ear, bitch, these igloos. And what I spent on this chain caused a ice age. She just tryna kick it, I ain't Luke Kane. Big Bentley whipping, talking Moose Sane. Big nigga drip, make a sucker than the colorin'. Door close itself, all I do is press a button it. Bought a B&B, cause that's what I felt like fucking it. Louis V, duffel, yeah, them racks, we be stuffing. Nigga clap, do the soldier, yeah. She throw it back, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Ayy, in the cream soda, eh. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, eh.
Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Y'all party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bag long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank long.